Howdy. Nice outfit you folks got here. Heading west, I take it?
Everything that's in these wagons is rightfully ours.
I don't believe y'all quite understood the situation yet.
We understand it. You come to rob us.
Now, we intended to handle this nice, but it looks like y'all are bound and determined not to have it that way. So we'll have it your way instead. You'll notice there's more of us than there is of you. And you'll remember, we got one man down yonder close herding that bunch of youngins. Now, I sent old Bo on purpose, because he don't shrink from nothing. Bo don't, If I was to tell him to put his pistol up to some youngin's head and blow his brains out, he'd do it, not wink an eye. He's mean, Bo is. Oh! I do believe y'all are getting to see things the way I do. Women always seem to understand quicker than men.
What do you want from us?
Well, now we ain't sure till we see what you got. We find we're needing a little bit of everything.
Josh knew that was what they would take. Everything.
You let our youngins come on up and join us. Then we'll talk to you.
You'll talk a right smart better the way things is. Bo will take good care of them.
We gotta have a few minutes to talk this over.
I will give you a few minutes then. Here's our proposition. You turn them wagons over to us and walk away from here. You get yourselves good and clear of the wagons and we'll let the kids come up. Afoot, of course. We find we sure do need us some horses.
You want our guns too?
Naturally. We need more guns. How else we gonna fight Mexicans and Comanches?
He started to rein the horse around.
We'll give you 3 minutes to talk it over. If you ain't made up your mind by then, I'll have to send a little message down the bow. And I'd sure hate to do that. Like I told you, Bo is mean.
He rode off a short distance, he and his men. Then they turned to watch. But at least it was too far for them to hear.
You thinking the same as me, Buckaloo?
There ain't no thinking to be done. They outnumber us, and they got the kids. We can't take no risks with them youngins.
Years ago, when me and Muley and my brother Thomas were coming to Texas from Tennessee, we ran into this kind of trouble over in the Redlands.
Now, what did you do?
We killed them before they could kill us. They were sure going to, and if we walk away from these wagons, we're all dead, us and the kids. Don't you see, Aaron? They can't steal a bunch of slow wagons and leave us to tell about it. Too much risk of people finding us before they've had time to get in the clear. Soon as they get us afoot and helpless, they'll kill us all and make out like it was Indians or Mexicans. It's the only thing they could do.
They got us outnumbered.
Only by 3, and they've sent one man down to the kids. That leaves 2 more men here than we got. Bad luck that you and your oldest boy and Muley both got cut off. We got to make do without
him. What about him? Can he shoot?
He can pick your teeth at 50 yards.
If every one of us hits a man, that leaves 2 of them alive here and us with empty rifles. Chances are one or maybe both of them will turn tail and run.
You mean we're just gonna shoot them down? Now that don't hardly seem Christian.
What they're figuring on doing to us ain't Christian either. And remember, they'll do it to the women and the children same as us. You're damned right we'll shoot them down.
The 3 minutes passed and the scavengers closed in, fanning out to form a semicircle. Every one of them carried a gun of some kind, and every gun was ready. The leader was coming close to the wagons, so sure was he of surrender. That would make an easy shot for Quitman, anyway. Josh let his attention settle on the man at the end, who was to be his target. He hoped the man wouldn't see it in his eyes. The men were so close now that he knew he couldn't miss. Cold sweat made the rifle slick in his hands. He felt the man must see the tension drawing his face tight, and he hoped it would be taken for fear.
You made up your minds yet?
We have. Now!
Through a cloud of black powder smoke drifting out from the wagons, Josh watched his man jerk backward, clutching his stomach, then slide off and crumple in an awkward heap. Another man crawled on the ground, going limp as a terrified horse trampled him. The smoke was heavy, but Josh could see that at least 4 men had been left untouched. Someone had completely missed his target. 2 of the ones not hit wheeled their horses and ran, coattails flapping as they spurred in panic. Josh saw a rifle flash from one of the 2 men who were left, but he didn't turn to see if one of his party was hit. He kicked his horse and moved quickly through the smoke, drawing the pistol out of his waistband. Osik Whitman swung his rifle barrel, clubbing one rider out of the saddle. Josh saw the other one holding the escopeta, trying to find a target in the gray smoke. Josh brought up the pistol and squeezed the trigger. The man went down. Josh wheeled. On the wagon seat, Aaron Provost sat frozen, the smoking shotgun in his hands, as he stared in hypnotic dismay at the renegade in the beaver hat writhing on the ground. This was probably the first man Provost had ever shot.
Help me, somebody! He's got me!
On the far side of the wagon, Wiley McAfee and one of the Redlanders rolled in the grass. A knife blade caught the sunshine for an instant. McAfee had failed to kill his man, and now he was fighting for his life. Josh remembered the extra rifle in the Provost wagon, the one that belonged to the oldest boy. He made a move, but Ramon had thought of it before him. Ramon was closer, and he got to it first.
Help me, Mexican! Help before he kills me!
He had never even bothered to learn Ramon's name. Ramon climbed out of his saddle and onto the Provost wagon, moving awkwardly because of his bad leg. He grabbed the rifle, and for a moment, Josh thought he was going to shoot the renegade who had McAfee down. But Ramon brought the rifle to a level and propped it across a box to fire it. Josh saw then what he was aiming at. Sesame had missed his shot at the man called Bo. Now Bo pursued the little Provost girl, evidently trying to gain a hostage.
For God's sake, help before he kills me!
But Ramon ignored him. Beads of sweat broke on the dark forehead as the barrel followed the moving Bo. Bo slumped, grabbing at his horse's mane. In an instant, Provost's oldest boy and Muley together had pounced on him and dragged him to the ground. Josh ran to help McAfee, but he was too late. The renegade plunged the knife into McAfee's throat. Quitman got there first. He leaned down and jabbed the butt of his empty rifle savagely against the renegade's head. The man went slack. Quitman clubbed him again. His skull broke like a melon.
Wiley! What's happened, Wiley? Wiley!
Wiley McAfee lay struggling as his lifeblood spread a stain in the grass. His hands reached up in fearful supplication, but no one could help him.